Words to Parents and Children, October 17, 1898. Parents, give you children love. Love in babyhood, love in childhood, love in youth. Do not give them frowns, but ever keep a sunshiny countenance. Make them feel that they are useful, that they are helping you as Christ helped his parents. Teach them that their mother is not to be regarded as a servant to wait on the children. When they come home, after school is over for the day, there are many steps that they can and should take to save the mother, who has so many burdens to carry in the home. The daughters and also the sons should be pleasantly instructed to bear their share of burdens. Their work should be light at first, increasing as they grow older. They should be taught to share the responsibilities of the home. In this way, children can greatly relieve their mother. Children, it is necessary that your mothers love you, or else you would be very unhappy. And is it not also right that children love their parents, and show this love by pleasant looks, pleasant words, and cheerful, hearty cooperation, helping the father out of doors and the mother indoors? Every day there is housework to be done: cooking, washing dishes, sweeping, and dusting. Mothers, have you taught your daughters to do these daily duties? Children should look upon it as a privilege and a duty to give rest to the weary hands and feet of their mother. Their muscles need exercise. In the place of getting exercise by jumping and playing ball or croquet, let their exercise be to some purpose. Let them share the duties of the home life. Their education is not complete unless they are fitted for the practical duties of life. Children, seat your mother in the easy chair and tell her to show you what she would have done first. What a surprise this would be to many weary, overtaxed mothers. Never will children and youth feel the peace of contentment until, by the faithful performance of home duties, they relieve the tired hands and weary heart and brain of the mother. These are steps on the ladder of progress that will carry them forward to receive the higher education. It is the faithful performance of everyday duties that brings the satisfaction and peace that comes to the true home worker. Those who neglect to bear their part in the responsibilities of the home are the ones who are troubled with loneliness and discontent, for they have not learned the truth that those who are happy because they share the daily routine of work which rests upon the mother or other members of the family. Many are leaving unlearned the most useful lessons, which it is essential for their future good to understand. God would have children discharge their responsibilities by bearing burdens in the home.